poetic. I mean, pleasure to make your acquaintance, prisoner. What do I want to do with you? Ha! Huh. I don't think you're in much of a position to be demanding answers. Don't worry, you'll find out soon enough. But believe me, you will be making up for the effort it took to track you down. Especially considering how I've been occupied with all this research and experimenting. It's a miracle I even managed to find this time to get you here. And after all, you'd think I'd finally be able to get a break. But no, there's the damn financing to handle too. All these massive startup costs. Nobody told me that world domination was so fucking expensive. The uni never prepared me for this. Hell, nothing could have prepared me for this. Do you know how hard it is to find an affordable accountant with no moral compass? And don't even get me started on the mercenaries. The little shits keep raising their fees, which mean your kidnappings push me this close to my budget for the month. Oh. That's enough about me. What I want to know is whether you made the most out of your night's sleep. 'Cause it's the best you'll be getting in a while, you pathetic little... You didn't? Oh, what's the matter? Bed not comfy enough? Or is it the brightness of the room? That would make sense. The white walls aren't exactly easy on the eyes. Oh, I'm guessing it's the whole nudity thing. Don't worry. I don't mind. It's kind of necessary, sorry. Plus, you don't look too bad down there, if it helps. Hey! Wipe that smirk off your face. I'm the one in control here. You're not even slightly terrified of me, are you? When I first came in, you were terrified. And now, you can barely keep from laughing. Am I that bad at being bad? You know what? I'm gonna be honest with you, because there's no way I'm salvaging this. I'm, well, a villain. But not like those average, everyday bad guys. A qualified evildoer. You don't know what I mean by qualified? Why, you're looking at a graduate of the University of Villainy. Ha 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 ha. Don't give me that look. It's a real thing. Quite the establishment, too. Like you're Oxford or Harvard, but for evil people. I'm not surprised you've never heard of it. There's a lot you don't understand about our underworld. Us villains have our own institutions and societies. We're no different to you guys. Minus the obsession with world conquest, of course. Though I will admit, I've always felt out of place compared to the big baddies you usually see making headlines. Nowhere near as menacing. Occasionally I wonder whether I'm cut out for all of this. Please, don't try and make me feel better. We both know I sound like I'm going to take your order, not demand you follow mine. Hasn't stopped me from dreaming of taking over the world since I was a kid, though. I've always imagined I'd have this massive army of slaves doing whatever I say. They'd help me take control of country after country, rise to power, get filthy rich, do my laundry. Oh, and I'd put a restaurant in my headquarters. Wait, no, that's not ambitious enough. I'd make it a giant, evil shopping mall filled with all kinds of cool shit. Or a museum. Or... You know what? I'll get back to you on that. think I may be making an even bigger fool of myself. At the very least, though, it would have top-class accommodation for my slaves. What? Just because I'm a villain doesn't mean I'm a dick. I would lavish my slaves with rewards when they obey me. No need to treat my underlings like shit, right? Anyway, world domination isn't going to start falling out of the sky anytime soon. If I wanted to make that dream a reality, I had to do something. At some point, I realized you don't need to be scary or to have deep pockets to get people to do your bidding. Not if you just make them want to. So, I put in the effort, got the grades, somehow got into the most prestigious evil uni on this planet, and left with a first-class degree in hypnotic brainwashing. Not long afterwards, I went off into the big wide world, found a lair to rent, took out a loan to set up this project, and the rest is history.